Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
But we start this afternoon with an update on the storm damage. John Cook is with me. What's the latest, John?
Well, Cormac, status yellow wind warnings remain in place for Clare, Donegal, Galway, Leitrim, Mayo and Sligo until late this evening. And there's also another storm coming, as you alluded to earlier, orange warnings to come tomorrow. Storm Jocelyn to bring strong southwest to west winds with severe and damaging gusts from tomorrow evening for Donegal, Galway and Mayo. And we're facing a yellow wind warning once again for the entire country tomorrow. All of this after the damaging effects of Storm Isha overnight, which left hundreds of thousands without power across the country. Northwest counties worst affected, as well as related school closures and huge disruption to travel and the airports, and many roads blocked overnight and this morning. I started the day with the roads crew from Galway County Council as they deal with over 100 fallen trees. When I spoke to them, they were clearing the Abinach Moy to Monavay Road with the chainsaws roaring as there were fallen telephone lines on the road. Internet and phone services were out, but locals like Sinead, who I met, were relieved that several large fallen trees blocking the road that had fallen from her mother's garden hadn't caused further harm.
Just about 7:30 yesterday evening, just there was a massive crack and then the bang, the tree going across the road.
You were in the red warning from late afternoon yesterday. Did you realise this was a more serious storm than others, or what was the wind like?
It was strong. You know, there was strong gusts, but yes, it was pretty scary, all right.
Your mum got a shock.
She did, she did. She has never seen a tree come down, you know, with any sort of wind or storms before.
You're pleased to see the council crews arrive.
Oh, it's great to see them. Great, and they're doing a fantastic job.
Rachel Lowe, you're the senior engineer in the road section with Galway County Council. How common a sight is this today, what we're looking at? How many trees down?
Unfortunately, it's very common at the moment. I would estimate we have at least over 100 across the county. We have 20 roads crews out at the moment, and I'm here with my colleague William Tierney, who's the supervisor in this particular area. William has been out since this morning, since daylight, really, dealing with trees. This particular one is crossing the road fully. It's completely blocked, and William is working at the moment with his team to try and remove the debris, and it'll be a long day. Indeed, we might be working into tomorrow as well.
William, what's the important thing for people waiting on your council crews right across the northwest today, I know, and here in Galway? They need to be careful of trees down on the road, power lines or phone lines. They need to probably wait for the council crew and the experts.
They have to wait, in case of a USB wire down across the road. That's the most important thing. Would you check out everything firstly? Makes safety a big issue for the public as well.
William, have you heard there's another storm coming tomorrow? Storm Jocelyn, following on from Storm Isha.
So we'll be ready for it, but we have to be careful. Safe is the most important thing we have to hear.
I think the concern is as well is that people think that because the storm is, the actual event is over, that the danger has passed. Yeah. But, you know, as William has said, there's branches down. There's branches that may yet come down. There's trees that may even yet come down. You know, they might be vulnerable. And we have another wind warning coming in. So people really do need to exercise all caution when using the road at the moment. And please do report any fallen trees, any power lines, etc. You can report them to the council. Do not try and take them on yourselves. You know, we'll assess them, we'll assess the risk, and we'll deal with it ourselves.
So, Tommy, you can feel the winds picking up again. The yellow warning continuing here and another storm coming. We're not out of the woods yet.
No, we're not out of the woods yet, no. We're heading off to the next side again, you know. Please God, and we'll see how we get on after that. But thanks be to God, everybody was safe and well, thank God.
Well, there you go. Repair and reconstruction is the soundtrack to your report so far, John. Council worker Tommy O'Grady, relieved no one was injured by the fallen trees he's helping to clear in Galway, where you are now. We do know, though, that there were sadly and tragically three fatalities on roads in Mayo and Louth and Derry during Storm Isha. So heed the warning, be careful. Many people, John, still without electricity this evening.
That's right, Cormac. Many have had power restored this morning, the ASB tells us, but it will be longer for others and possibly up to a number of days. ASB Networks, in their most recent update this afternoon, said that 155,000 homes, businesses and farms were still without power, with Northwest counties worst affected, while 24,000 are still without power in Northern Ireland. When I met with ESB crews in Carnmore in County Galway, ESB Networks area manager Matt Cunningham was urging safety and patience, while Conor Frawley and his crew, who'd come from Athlone to help, were replacing giant poles and some fallen transmission infrastructure overhead as the winds remained high, I'd have to say, and torrential rain poured down on us.
So, we had no damage ourselves actually in Athlone, so we came down here to help out the Galway lads.
Okay, and that's what happens when the ASB talks about mobilising crews all over the country. Hence, you're in a rain-soaked field, and the storm still isn't gone here in County Galway, out in Carnmore. What are we looking at up here, where some of the, well, what looks like some of the structure holding up the power lines has fell down?
Well, we're just looking at actually the pole broke. About a metre from the top of the arm.
It's three power lines going across land, two poles and this steel structure across. To see it falling down, how dangerous could that be?
Very dangerous, actually, the way it is left at the moment, so we're hoping to get it fixed as quick as we can.
This was a bad storm?
It was as bad, actually. It was like the storm Darwin nearly 10 years ago. It was nearly as bad as that, you know, so there's a lot of people out at the moment, so everyone out was actually pushing and trying to get it done as quick as they can.
Matt, tell me about what happened here in Carnmore and the situation for yourselves across Galway.
Yeah, well, what happened here, as you can see, one of the poles broke. This is a 110 kV transmission line, and it happened yesterday evening in the middle of the red alert in Galway. So as you can see, one of the conductors dropped down. It's beside a road crossing, so it's potentially quite dangerous here, and we don't know what damage is on the actual conductor itself, so it could snap at any time.
Big crew waiting to work here, and lots of work for the ASB right across Galway where you are, and the northwest in particular, Mayo, Donegal. How would you describe Storm Aoife?
The one thing about this time is it seemed to affect all parts of the country. Every part of the country was affected, and a huge number of customers out. The northwest was probably the worst hit, from Galway all the way up through Mayo, as you say, Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal, especially late yesterday evening.
It's a lot of inconvenience, obviously, for people without power as well. So you want them to be patient, but to be careful as well, because with winds like this and more to come tomorrow, there still could be power lines falling.
There still could be power lines falling, and especially being brought down by trees falling or lying on the line. If a tree is on the ground, there could possibly be a live power line going through it, and it's especially dangerous to people and animals and drivers and everyone.
The numbers are falling all day long as ESB crews try to restore power, but the message this evening is it could still take a number of days.
It could still take a number of days. We will do our utmost to get us back as soon as we can and as safely as we can, but we're hit with a huge diverse range of faults.
There you go. That's Matt Cunningham, ESB Networks Manager in Galway, ending John Cook's report. And in an update this afternoon, ESB Networks have said that some customers may be waiting several days for power to be restored, with the storm ranking among the top five most severe in the past decade in terms of damage to the network, they say. And that is saying something, isn't it? Let me know how it is in your locality and if you're still waiting for power to be restored. 51551. We'll get more updates a little bit later on in the programme. Now,